Now, I know that sounded wonderful, and many of you guys are like, amen, preach it, Trump. No, that was not wonderful.
No, it's disgusting. It's blasphemous. It's a ploy. Are you kidding me? Some of you are so encouraged by that.
Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, we need to talk about something political that has gotten me really stirred up. Now, please understand, this is not a Democrat versus Republican thing, and it's not a pro-Trump thing. It is a common sense thing, and it's something that we need to stand up and say no to, because most people are just going along with it, and that needs to stop today. So are you ready? Let's go.
Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again.
Now, before you start shouting, hallelujah, isn't that amazing? Look how awesome Trump is. Hold the phone. Just because Trump is selling a Bible does not mean anything and doesn't make him a Christian. Just like if you went and sat in McDonald's, it does not make you a Big Mac. The average household in America has over four Bibles right now today, yet most of them never read it or have no idea what it says. Even though, according to a recent survey, almost 78% of Americans call themselves or claim that they are Christian. But we know that's absolutely not true.
God bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong.
Please know that Trump has pulled this Bible stunt before. If you don't remember it, watch this. Now, you know what's sad about that? Because everyone was celebrating when they first saw that. But do you notice that Trump had every chance to talk about Jesus or the gospel or our need to repent? But no, what did he talk about? America and making it great again. That's a tragedy. I mean, this was nothing more than a publicity stunt. I mean, was he trying to please God or trying to get votes? Trump has said many times he doesn't need to repent because he doesn't do anything bad.
But I like to be good. I don't like to have to ask for forgiveness, and I am good. I don't do a lot of things that are bad.
That's a violation of 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and verse 10. He also said that he and God are good. Oh boy, what does that even really mean? And now he's trying to sell this new American Bible, which includes American documents like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, think about that a second. What do those things have anything to do with God? Absolutely nothing. This man is trying to raise money. And he's trying to get the votes of most evangelical Christians. And please understand, yes, I voted for Trump the last two elections. He does not care about Jesus. He doesn't care about God's word, even though he says things like this.
God bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation.
Now, I know that sounded wonderful, and many of you guys are like, amen, preach it, Trump. No, that was not wonderful. Did you notice how he left out one massive thing, the most important thing? Think about it a second. What did he not mention? Jesus Christ. He mentioned God. He mentioned religion. He mentioned the USA and the Bill of Rights, but he left out Jesus Christ. And let me be clear that Jesus is the only hope America has.
Hallelujah!
That's loud.
Jesus is the only hope for this world. And I believe that Trump does not know Jesus. He knows a God, little g, but he does not know the God of the Bible. Sadly, millions of false converts will run to Trump's side. Well, we gotta buy this Bible. It's pretty good. At least I bought myself a Bible. Sorry, I don't know why I'm talking that way. But thing is, that's disgusting, you guys. The Bible is not about us. The Bible is not about Trump. And the Bible is not about America. The Bible is about Jesus and what he did to save wretched sinners like you and like me who were dead in our sins and did not deserve grace and mercy. Jesus said in John 5, verse 39, "You examine the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is those very scriptures that testify of me." If you heard what Trump said in there, he also said that we need God and we need religion to turn America around. But what God is he talking about? I mean, God, little g, is such a generic term. I mean, is he talking about the God of Mormonism, which is a false God? Is he talking about the God of Jehovah's Witnesses, which is a false God as well? The truth is, according to Jesus, we need to repent and believe the gospel. Mark chapter 1. Verses 14 and 15. Also, why would he add to the Bible? Isn't the Bible enough? Isn't it sufficient? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 makes that very clear. We don't need American documents included in the Word of God. They have nothing to do with anything. And those American documents, you need to hear this. They cannot save us. They cannot forgive our sins. And they cannot make us holy. Only the shed blood of Jesus can accomplish any of that. And by the way, it can accomplish all of that. Now, let me be very clear. The Bible is not just a book. And I don't care if Trump says, well, it's my favorite book. You know what? That means nothing. The Bible is the very word of God. It is spirit and it is life, according to John chapter 6, verse 63. And also, it is the only truth that can set us free. Now, many times I feel very alone here on Real Talk, as I stand for the truth of God's word. But I heard something the other day that got me so pumped and so excited that I had to share it with you. And I'm asking you, please stay with me for the next 2.5 minutes because you need to see this clip because I believe it will challenge and bless you. Watch this.
Some of you bring politics into the church. You think that politics is spiritual stuff. Politics is of this world. You think it's your duty to be political about this, that, and the other. No, your duty is to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Don't be talking to me about my spiritual responsibility to vote. I don't have a spiritual responsibility to vote. I have a civic privilege. Don't be telling me that voting is spiritual. See, that's what happens when you don't read and pray. When you don't read and pray, you say, wow, there's a Bible out now that includes the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Isn't that wonderful? No. No, it's disgusting. It's blasphemous. It's a ploy. Are you kidding me? Some of you are so encouraged by that. Let me tell you something. The gospel is not an American gospel. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Pastor, I bought the Bible. Really? You're telling me that you're encouraged because someone took a government U.S. Constitution, a document that says we are of the people, by the people, and for the people, the people, the people, the people. And you have put it right beside the Word of God, which is eternal, unchanging, which says of Him, by Him, through Him, to Him, from Him are all things. And you're going to put those together and be happy about it? God forbid. Now, you can get mad if you want to, but I'm going to tell you something. If you glory in that kind of thing, you don't have a prayer life. If you glory in that kind of mess, political mess, you do not know what the Word of God says.
So if you bought this so-called God Bless the USA Bible, return it. Please get your money back. This is disgusting and belongs in the garbage. And let me be very, very clear with you. God's Word is absolute truth. It is absolutely perfect, and it is absolutely sufficient. And last time I checked, there is only one Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ, not Donald Trump.